I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. In 2006, President George Bush signed the Secure Fence Act that led to the construction of 652 miles of fencing over 9 years along the U.S.-Mexico border. President Donald Trump was even more ambitious, demanding Mexico pay for the wall. Ultimately, Trump's administration put up about 80 miles of new barrier before he left office, including 21 miles along the Texas-Mexico border. Now, Governor Greg Abbott, a Trump supporter who has raised his rhetoric on immigration in recent years, has taken on the tall order of building the wall. Currently, there are 111 miles of barrier at the border. Because border barriers are typically built some distance from the Rio Grande, which has numerous bends and curves, it's unclear how many miles of barrier would be required to cover the entire border. Abbott has not detailed how many miles of barrier the state plans to build, or exactly where. But to make that promise a reality, the governor's first big hurdle is money. The state set aside at least $250 million for the effort, and then solicited donations from the public. As of July 14th, people have donated $829,000. That would fund between 7 and 62 miles of barrier, based on the per-mile costs of the contracts initiated by the Trump administration. Beyond the funding challenge, Abbott should expect years-long legal challenges and opposition from private landowners, environmentalists, and border residents that could delay or derail his plan for a wall. The biggest hurdle he'll face is the federal government, which is unlikely to give up any federal land to Texas for wall construction, or give up any private land the Trump administration already seized. On his first day in office, President Biden issued an executive order calling the border wall a waste of money, and saying that it was not a serious policy solution. His order also halted 225 miles of border construction previously approved by the Trump administration. Unlike the border in California, Arizona, or New Mexico, which is largely federal or in some cases tribal land, much of the Texas-Mexico border is privately owned. Another hurdle Abbott will most likely face is federal regulations aimed at protecting the environment, water quality, and historic sites. The Trump administration waived many of those rules to speed up the wall construction, despite pushback from environmentalists. And the Biden administration isn't likely to ignore those laws for Abbott's wall project. The push to bring fugitive Texas Democrats back to Austin could be reaching new heights. House Speaker Dade Phelan on Thursday said he will charter a plane Saturday from Washington, D.C. to Austin to retrieve the Democrats who fled to the nation's capital to avoid voting on an elections bill that they say would restrict voting rights. DeKalb Democrats, however, said they won't be riding. The plane will be on standby at Dulles International Airport, and Phelan's team said his political campaign, not taxpayers, will pay for the flight. Phelan, however, can't force the Democrats to get on the plane. Earlier this week, Republicans voted overwhelmingly to send law enforcement to track down and arrest the Democrats, but Texas law enforcement doesn't have jurisdiction outside of the state. Phelan's announcement is the latest in an extraordinary week in Texas politics, which saw more than 51 House Democrats flee the state on their own chartered planes and bring proceedings in the chamber to a halt. Democrats have said they are fighting to protect voting rights and have decamped to Washington to urge Congress to pass new voting rights legislation that would preempt states from passing restrictive legislation. Republicans have said Democrats are walking off the job and neglecting their duty to debate the issues at the Capitol and pass legislation. But Democrats, who have pledged to stay away from Austin until the end of the special session on August 6th, have shown no signs of budging and have continued to make meetings with federal elected officials, including Vice President Kamala Harris and West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. El Paso Democrat Joe Moody was stripped of his position as Speaker pro tem of the Texas House in the first major backlash for a Democrat who left the chamber to prevent a vote on a GOP priority elections bill. House Speaker Dade Phelan, a Beaumont Republican, announced the removal of Moody as Speaker pro tem before the House was set to return Thursday. He said the removal was effective immediately. Moody has served as Speaker pro tem for two sessions under two speakers. He is one of Phelan's top allies in the Democratic Party, and the two have worked together to push bills aimed at making fixes to the state's criminal justice system. The Speaker pro tem performs the duties of the Speaker in their absence. Moody's appointment to the position was seen as an olive branch by Republicans and raised the El Paso Democrats' profile and stature in the chamber. At least 51 House Democrats left the state Monday to break quorum and bring to a halt deliberations on an elections bill they say would restrict voting rights. House Republicans have railed against Democrats, accusing them of walking out on their responsibilities to push their political agenda. Earlier this week, House Republicans sought to coerce Democrats back to the chamber, with some asking whether lawmakers could be stripped of committee leadership positions for breaking quorum. Statewide leaders like Governor Greg Abbott and Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller endorsed such actions. But Phelan said the lawmakers could not be stripped of committee leadership positions under House rules. The Speaker pro tem is a different position from committee leadership roles, and Phelan cited House rules in his decision to remove Moody. Don't forget to join us for the 2021 Texas Tribune Festival, taking place online and in Austin from September 20th through the 25th. Buy tickets today to see speakers like Kara Swisher, contributing opinion writer at the New York Times and editor-at-large at Recode, Andy Roddick, retired world number one tennis player and founder and chair of the Andy Roddick Foundation, U.S. Representative Sylvia Garcia, and many others. Find details and info at festival.texastribune.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Tobin Center for the Performing Arts. Join Stacey Abrams, political leader, voting rights activist, entrepreneur, and New York Times best-selling author for an evening of candid conversation on politics, leadership, entrepreneurship, social justice, and being a true voice for change. Live at the Tobin Center, Monday, September 20th. Tickets available at TobinCenter.org.